You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, welcome back. Beamer in for Bellavia. And as we do every Wednesday, Dr. Mark Epstein joins the show. Dr. Epstein, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lots going on. I could sit here and talk more about the Mets losing streak, but
well, this is the time to collapse.
Yes,
because you have time to recover.
Yeah, exactly. And they can start the recovery against the Yankees this weekend. speaking of New York City, Zoran Mamdani is the Democratic candidate now heading into November. I looked back at the his vote totals. And he did so well with rich liberals. This is the guy saying he wants to tax white people. He got 13% more of the vote from the rich people, rich white people, than Cuomo did.
Yeah, well, look, we all know that you're reading all sorts of stuff. It's important to recognize that they moved the primary to the summer, essentially, used to be in September. And then the other thing that they have going is this ranked choice voting. And the ranked choice voting is a perfect formula for if you're a disciplined operation, getting other candidates on the ballot who are sympathetic to you, like Lander, the city controller, and getting your name placed as the number two if people are voting for him as number one. So when you go through the rounds, I think it's designed to be confusing, so the process could be manipulated. If they want to have any sanity restored to the process, they got to get rid of this ranked choice voting. The second point I would make is that he scored very highly among the East Asian and South Asian communities. I mean, he's of Indian descent. He grew up in South Africa and then came to America when he was like 7 years old. But and he played to those communities. So the demographics of New York have changed dramatically. When I listen to the national correspondents talking about this election, they have no recognition of how profoundly the demographic of New York has shifted. So it's a whole new ball game. So he appealed to the East Asian community. John Liu endorsed him. Now Liu had been controller of New York and ran for mayor and also is a senator. But when Liu came out and endorsed him, it was an indication that he had very shrewdly played to the Asian communities, both East Asian, North Asian, but he played heavily to them. And these neighborhoods, I mean, if you would work in New York City or either in the hospitals or in the school systems, you would see how profound the demographic shift is. And there's no recognition of this. There just isn't any recognition of this. But he recognized it. Then you go to the next question as how can he play, given his ideological agenda, to the New York audience now, which is, I think, large swaths of it are being frightened by it, for want of a better word. That is, New York has always been historically a progressive city. When the progressive movement gets going at the turn of the 20th century, New York it leads in progressivism. New York City did it all, from a municipal hospital system to municipal college system. It did everything. But the political class always understood that both Wall Street and back way back when, 30, 40, 50 years ago, New York was a major producer of textiles. And they understood you could do all sorts of experimentation with progressive ideas in politics and translate it to your society. But you had to respect who was paying the money. And when you get to Mamdani, I don't think he has any cognizance that if you go after the goose that lays the golden egg, you're going to be left with nothing. Because now Wall Street, what we call Wall Street, like what we call Hollywood, right? It's not Hollywood. You go to Hollywood. I think I saw today that one of the major studios is up for sale. Yeah, the lot where they made movies. You don't have MGM and Fox and Paramount with major production operations in Hollywood anymore. Those are marketing names. When you see Fox, made the movie, that's a marketing name. The movies are made all over the place. It's like a floating crap game. Wall Street exists in the cloud. And so as long as it's existing in the cloud, well, you could do business anywhere. After 9/11, about 5-6 years ago, one of the big financial firms, Bernstein Financial, picked up and moved to Nashville. And so this movement is going to be inexorable. And this is what I think is scaring a lot of people.
But this wave of support for socialism, is it people just not understanding really what socialism is?
Right. When they say the college educated, they're talking about people who have college degrees. That doesn't mean you're well educated anymore. I mean, we see this, if you have people who work, let's say, in IT, a lot of the types when they speak of the college educated that went for him, they're sort of like hydroponic plants. They're growing in water. They're not rooted in the soil. These are people who are coming into New York because they get their IT jobs in New York, and they New York is this kind of exciting playpen to come to. And if you look at neighborhoods like Astoria, Queens is right across the river from Manhattan. So you've had this explosion of these types, these 20 somethings moving into that area with apartment houses going up, because it's a very quick subway commute. It's like a two-stop subway commute into Manhattan. These people are not going to remain there. They're not going to raise families and stay there. They're going to do their 5 years or whatever, and they're going to pick up and leave. These are the types that were attracted to. And do I think they're educated? No, I don't think they're educated.
You say a lot of people are scared of what he ran on. I mean, does Eric Adams have a chance in November? How does he make this? How does he make this campaign from now to November?
Well, if you look at the breakdown, you'll see that Mamdani did not get the black vote. Cuomo got the black vote, and he did not get the Hispanic. Now, your largest demographic After the white demographic, which has shrunk considerably, your biggest minority demographic is Hispanic. And then after that, Black. So if Eric Adams runs a smart campaign, I think he could win, but Cuomo hasn't dropped down. And this is going to be a three-way split. And then we have Curtis Sliwa, who is not electable, and he's not going to drop out. He has the Republican line. And so we've heard nothing from Cuomo. And in fact, today in the New York Post, Michael Goodwin, who's like one of the named columnists left in New York City, wrote a column in which he thought that that Cuomo was more electable than Adams. I personally don't think so, but okay, people could differ. I think that if Cuomo would drop out, then could Adams beat him? Yeah, I think you'd have money coalescing around Adams. People, look, Mondami, he's 33 years old. His economic policies are, except for the Marxist utopian components, they're incoherent. And increasingly, New York has become a consuming city. It's a city of consumers. It's not the people come into New York, the tourist trade comes into New York to go to shows, to go sightseeing. There are a lot of interesting sights to see. They want to build gambling casinos. They want to build one in Manhattan. It's not the great producing entity that it once was. And if there's growth at all, it's been in areas like IT, and these people move around. They move around. They don't stay here. So you get, a bunch of young people together. They share an apartment. I heard the spiel being given that New York is so it's unaffordable. When has New York been particularly affordable? I mean, young people who would come into the city would get a walk-up apartment. Three or four people would share the apartment. There are countless movies made about this. You see it all the time as themes in television shows. I don't think that Mondami's appeal is that they're not getting the American dream, so they think that all wealth should be redistributed. I just think he knew how to play social media. He was very, very good at that.
How many, so I saw the turnout for the primary. How many people usually show up for a mayoral election in an off year like this in New York City?
Okay, so the turnouts have been low. De Blasio won twice, very low turnout. But what De Blasio, and I've spoken about this before, the you have, again, like you have Hollywood and you have studios, they're the franchise name. Democrat Party has become a franchise name. You really don't have a disciplined Democratic Party. You have different turf holders. They're almost like warlords in their particular neighborhoods who are Democrats. But it's not like people sit down and decide who should our candidates be, which is why you could have someone out of nowhere, mount a campaign. So because you have that, it's been a perfect opening for a small, highly disciplined operation like the WFP, the Workers' Family Party. They are highly disciplined. They are politically very much in bed with Mondami. It's a left to radical union. The SEIU, they represent the hospital workers, the health workers. I mean, and they've been very influential in those past elections. So the question is, could an Adams or a Cuomo generate a turnout from people that, just used to sit back? The middle class communities in New York City have shrunk. They have shrunk. The Black middle class community of Jamaica, Queens, St. Albans, which is in Jamaica, has shrunk. We know this from the census. They're doing what all people do when they retire. They move south, right? And they have not been replaced. So you're seeing both population decline And that gives a ready opening for a very disciplined operation like the WFP. And they are disciplined. I mean, they really are disciplined. So if you're asking me, could this scare enough people who are left of what you would call middle class New York, of Black, Hispanic, you know, all the different, that's the big question.
You know, you talk about the population decline in New York. Obviously, it's all over the state. We have it here in Buffalo. I mean, but New York City is so big. I mean, when will it get to a point? Because I've always been obsessed with this, people leaving New York City, but it's still the biggest city in the country. I mean, how long will it take to have a noticeable effect on its ranking in population? Or would that ever happen?
Well, we really, New York is like the one mega city that we have. If you look at the difference between the number one city and then the number two city, which I think is LA now, and then Chicago, there's an enormous fall off. And then when you get into the top 10 cities of America, they don't seem to go much beyond like a million. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not, we don't have these the types of cities that you see in Japan or in China or in India. We don't have that. The real issue is, can the politics of New York be transformed? New York State and New York City have enormous resources. I mean, natural resources. And at the head of the list, I would put the water resource. You have two great lakes, Erie and Ontario, which, you know, border on parts of New York. You have the Niagara power grid. You have New York Harbor, which is one of the finest deep water harbors in the world, bar none. But what you don't have is any sort of rational transportation policy, and you don't have a rational energy policy. I mean, Cuomo went ahead and closed Indian Point, and which was, I think, ranked the safest nuclear plant, and then they called for a ban of natural gas pipelines coming into the city. You know, they were going full Green New Deal, and now suddenly with AI, all the big computer operations, they want to go nuclear.
Yeah,
Microsoft, Google, they want to go nuclear. So you heard the governor say, you know, she did a volte-face. Okay, we're gonna go nuclear now, and so you're going to see. And now with modular nuclear, you might see companies, big AI operations, not even being part of the power grid, you know, going with their own modular unit. So this changed in a blink of an eye. So again, the resources that New York has is enormous. It's been really killed, I think, by poor planning, utopian political schemes, all of the, for example, the idea of authorities. The state of New York has about 115 to 120 authorities. Niagara Front, the NFTA is an authority. You have a dorm authority. Yeah, the New York Port Authority, which is New York and New Jersey, which so it had to be federal, was really the granddaddy of all the authorities. And the hope was that you would have technocrats on the highest level running these things, and it would take politics out of it. But just the opposite occurred. And so the authorities have shown that they're incapable of either planning or operating correctly. The Long Island Power Authority was an unmitigated disaster when the Superstorm Sandy hit New York, unmitigated. And so I don't know if there's any political will within New York to seriously address about planning, how things are planned, and how do you look into the future? You know, I just don't see it.
I'm so glad you said that, because my first hour was spent on Niagara Falls, New York. I spent 12 hours in Niagara Falls, New York, because I was working an event. And I mean, you talk about embarrassing. I mean, one of the greatest resources, to your point, you have one of the seven wonders of the world. And New York State has let Niagara Falls. I mean, it's to the point where it's every review I've read over the last 10 years is how disappointed they are in the Falls, New York. And then you look across, you know, the river and Ontario, it's built up. They have Clifton Hill. How does New York, I want your thoughts on this. How does New York let Niagara Falls, New York get in the condition that it's in?
You know, I have a friend whose family, very prominent in the Buffalo Niagara Falls area. And I can remember him telling me 25 years ago, because I asked him this question 25, 30 years ago about Niagara Falls. The same thing that you said. I said, how could one side be like Shangri-La and the other side is like such a disaster? And he said to me, books could be written, courses can be taught on how they mucked up, you know, Niagara Falls and everything from pollution you name it. Yet on the other side of the falls, at least the Canadians know how to build parks. I mean, I have to give it to them for that. They know how to build parks and they know how to capture the tourist trade. But the history of Niagara Falls, the American side, the history of its inability to really get things right is more than 10 years old. I'm telling you, it's a very long, sad story, and no one's really done it yet. But I think books could be written about it. I mean, I don't have an answer. I just don't have an answer.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
It is sad. Yeah.
Dr. Mark Epstein, always love hearing you with David and always appreciate the opportunity that I get to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is Dr. Mark Epstein. You hear him every Wednesday here on the David Bellavia Show, and we appreciate him joining me today. When we come back, we will talk about the ICE scare tactics. I don't mean by ICE. I mean by the local Democrats. That was in the news yesterday, and we'll get back on this mayoral primary fallout. And yes, still taking your calls on what I just asked Dr. Mark Epstein about, Niagara Falls. Like I said, spending 12 hours driving through every part of Niagara Falls, New York, really opened my eyes. And like I said, I'm more upset and heartbroken for just how do you drop the ball on something like that? Would love to know your thoughts. 803-0930, star 930, Beamer, in for Bellavia on WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.